Hi, so I'm Anando and I'm an addict. I really fucking am. I'm an addict. And most days I wake up and I totally forget that. I have wake up like, you know, completely blank and spend most of the day in, you know, some form of denial, trying to be fucking normal and completely failing. And then by the end of the day, I've sort of worked out something about working a bit of a program and admit it. And then sort of have a nice sort of latter half of the day. It's kind of usually how my days go. But they don't go like that if I do it a bit differently. But because I'm an addict, I choose usually to do things that aren't that good for me first. So I've got a bit of a kind of different, I guess, thing. I guess I won't sort of talk about, you know, before using, because what happened was just slightly unusually, I guess, or not so much, because, you know, we're addicts, but some people in this room know I was clean for 11 years, and I was clean in Australia, and then I came over here, and I kind of went, when I got over here, I think I was about 5 years clean, and I sort of started, I didn't get a sponsor. I asked a few people and they were busy, and I didn't really have a sponsor, and I was I got up to step six, and I actually did step five with my therapist, who was kind of understanding, but it was a different trip. And I was on step six, and anyway, it all kind of got into that thing. I was nearly 11 years clean, and I was like, you know what? I'm all right. I think I'm okay. You know, I've done a lot of work on myself, and I've been in therapy a long time, and, you know, and I've got a really good tarot reader, and I've got some nice clothes, and I've got enough money. And so if I look all right, I'm all right, okay? So I'm okay. So I started drinking, and then I did some controlled drinking for a while, thinking, you know, I really am okay. I'm even civilized. I've joined the fucking human race. And then somebody got some coke, and I had the first line, and basically that was fucking it. From that first line, I used all night, and even on the car, we were driving to a party, like stopped, you know, several times on the way to the party. It was like, fuck. Just completely hit with the obsession and compulsion, and used all that night, pills to come down. You know, got a load of Valium the next day. Woke up, though, going, I'm never going to do that again. I'm so fucking sick. You know, I never planned this. You know, oh, my God, this wasn't supposed to happen. And by that afternoon, on it again. And 6 months later, I ended up on crack. And my day was just the same fucking day. I was waking up really late in the afternoon, really fucked, kind of driving myself to work, to do a bit of work, to get some money, to go back to school and smoke crack all night, and then wake up. And, you know, loads of alcohol and loads of drugs. And I actually, at that stage, thought I was okay because I wasn't using needles. But I'm not hitting anything up and I'm not doing heroin, so I'm not a drug addict. This is after 11 years in recovery. It's just phenomenal. And then I went away to America to try and dry out, to try and get clean, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't fucking do it. I couldn't score out there, but I drank myself into the most shameful mess. And I came back and rang a friend, and she just said, get to a fucking meeting now. Just get there now while you've got this window of willingness. And so I did, and I was so welcomed back by people in this fellowship. In fact, I was in a really bad fucking way. I mean, when I'd been using, I thought, oh, it's great, actually. I don't need to eat. You know, it's really great. I thought it was a good weight loss program. And when I kind of got into recovery, after about, I don't know, it was about 3 weeks or something, I realized that my face looked quite skeletal. Like, it sort of looked all drawn, and my lips had sort of shrunk. It was really odd, and I thought I was fucking beautiful before. It was really quite strange. And that kind of thing kept happening. The different perspective, the kind of what you're thinking is like when you're using to keep using, and all the juggling of fucking and keeping it together, and then how things were dawning, reality dawning on me when I started getting clean again. And after 2 weeks, I was nuts. I was just nuts, like getting clean without any program and still really, really wanting to use. I mean, those first weeks, the first couple of months actually, I'd drive somewhere and I'd be on a junction of where I used to score, and I'd just go to drive there, and I'd have to ring people, and people in recovery just held me just so much. And, you know, I was fucked. I mean, I think the thing about using, I could have probably gone on a lot longer, but I felt so lost. I just felt really, really lost and really desperate. And, you know, that also that the shame stuff really loaded with it. I couldn't actually hold it or handle that anymore. So after 2 weeks in recovery, back in recovery, I got a sponsor and I worked. She was actually in another fellowship, and she had this kind of speed sort of step thing, and I just did them all in a few months, and I was still quite psychosed. But through the steps, I got contact with my father back. I hadn't seen him since I was about 11 or something, and it had been a long time, and I fucking hated him. I hated this man. And through the step work and through doing my 4 and 5 and then 8 and 9, I made contact with him, and it was just incredible, like lots of tears, and he apologized, and it was just really fucking super cool actually. And he's still not great. I still have to kick his ass and kind of say, you know, we're trying to build this, like, stay with me. But he's good. And a lot sort of changed. A lot changed. I got a big, huge, fast motorbike, which was really great. And I do that on a daily basis with step 3 firmly under me. It's dangerous out there. Yeah, and recovery now for me, pretty much, I'm starting the steps again, and recovery now, like today, is pretty much about my thinking, my feelings, and my behaviour, and it goes pretty much in that order. And I often don't notice, but my thoughts are either I'm obsessing insanely about something that I haven't got, or that I want, that I think I want, or, I don't know, fucking people, fighting people, killing people, killing myself, you know, just crap. A lot of it's really quiet, and a lot of it's still really shame-based. And I hardly notice it. It's either that or I'm in complete and utter denial. So I'm in kind of some shutdown, you know, quite nuts. And I haven't got much experience of thinking other than that. I mean, I really haven't. I'm just learning. And that it's where I need this program on a day-to-day basis, and I need to do the steps. I need a higher power, and often a higher power is just someone outside of this fucking nuts head of mine, because, you know, I believe it. And if I do, I'm in big trouble, because it's pretty crazy up there. And I can believe really quite mad things that seemed really reasonable to me. But if I run them by someone else, they can remind me that that's not necessarily so, and I can get help kind of out of, you know, a path out of that, so I'm not so sort of gripped by it. And the other stuff, you know, I get into a lot of self-pity. I do that fuck it thing a lot, and you know, it just the whole spiral, the self-pity, the self-obsession. But, you know, fuck, I'm so grateful for this program, and I really fucking am, because I did go and test it out. I wanted to test it out. I have no regrets about relapsing. I'm fucking glad I made it back, because some people don't. I'm so glad I made it back, because I really thought that I was just going to turn into this fucking crack whore out there, and that was going to be it. You know, I just thought, oh no, I'm just going to lose all my teeth and I'm going to be fucked. And, you know, and that's kind of, that's what happens, or, you know, or if you're lucky, you might fucking, I don't know, end up in an institution or die. I don't know. It's just, you know, it can get really horrible out there. And I have a daily choice. I can do that. I can do that if I want. I mean, I don't know why I would want to, but some days I do think it's a fucking good idea. I can walk past someone laid out on the street, really looking pretty fucked up, and think, oh, I'm missing out. You know, that looks nice. I can actually think that. And, you know, that complete oblivion, it's appealing, it's still appealing. But, thanks, Roz. Just other things that are really good for me in recovery is today, like today, it's quite cool that... At the moment, this sounds lame, but at the moment I've given up coffee and sugar for a few days, and it's been 5 days actually. And you know, like a lot of addicts, I was just drinking in insane amounts of coffee and just getting really like anxious and just feeling really, and I don't know what was the coffee, what's me, I don't know. I got completely, and like going for it, you know, knowing what it does to me, that it kind of makes me quite hyper and really kind of shaky and stuff, and still, yeah, you know, more. Like, really? What's that about? Well, I think we know, but, so I just gave it up, but now I'm like, I'm so intolerant. It's just like, I feel like I'm kind of a little bit in early recovery today, but one thing I noticed, I was a fucking absolute asshole to someone earlier in the day, and when I came back into recovery, I was just doing all that people-pleasing, like me, because I don't fucking like myself, so someone's got to fucking, you know, I've got to get as many people to like me as possible, because that's all I could, you know, I needed it, and because there's just nothing left in myself, no self-respect. And now I kind of feel like I can afford on some days, like, it's not, I don't advise it, right, but... You know, some days I can be, sorry for swearing, a downright cunt to someone. And actually, it doesn't devastate me. It might be a bit awful for them, but it's not the end of the fucking world, you know? Like, I'm not a good person all the time. And that was one thing I was often doing, was like kind of, you know, trying to be really good and trying to people please and just be good, good, good. And it's like, I can't fucking sustain that. You know, I've got a whole... lot going on in me. I've got good and bad, and I'm could be selfish and self-obsessed. It's like, it's okay, you know, I'm human, and it kind of helps to have a bit of a sense of humor, and or just give myself a break in the reading, you know, I from the shame and stuff that kind of went on. I think I gave that self-punishing and the shoulds, you know, it's I don't know, it's that hard thing, isn't it? It's kind of what propels me in recovery, what kind of makes me strive to keep working on myself, but without kicking my ass so hard that, you know, it's just unfair. Or just slacking off completely and never doing anything. It's just all learning to that moderation, and that is a foreign word for me, but, you know, I mean, there's a whole fellowship of people. There's a lot of people in recovery, and I got really critical of it before I relapsed, and I came back in, and now I actually think, you know what, recovery is fucking really subversive. It is so mad. I was talking to someone, I'll just finish on this, I was talking to someone at a party the other night, and I was like, yeah, I don't drink and drug, and he was like, what? He's like, you must be really angry. And I was like, well, yeah, I am, but, you know, it's not because I don't, you know. And just that idea about, you know, people living kind of 9 to 5 or whatever, you know, and getting to the weekend and just fucking hammering it and, you know, and then kind of being really fucked and starting again, and that's kind of how you deal with life on life's terms. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's full on, it is. It's full on dealing with life on life's terms, but it can be done. We can do it. But we can, and, you know, there's a lot of good people in this fellowship, and there's some assholes as well, but, I mean, they're just sick, right? I mean, I can be an asshole and I can be really sick as well. I kind of like that, but was that okay to say? I don't know. It's just, I don't know, I just, for me, it's kind of about kind of getting a bit real, and it's, you know, it's a big world. But I feel really honoured to be asked to share, and Sorry, I've sworn so much. It's my good thing coming out. Yeah, it's good to be here, and thanks to everyone here.